Joining us, a guy who's not been changed, and he's still here. One of the more outspoken guys last year. We've talked to him before. Great guy, Mr. Peter Holland, everybody. Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hi, guys.
How are you, dude?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Are you off to the course right now?
No, I'm not. I am taking a long weekend, but I'm not on my way to the course.
Where are you going?
Just heading up to the family cabin for the weekend.
Oh, very good. Hey, listen, appreciate you doing this. How's your summer been? Have you been working? Have you been taking it serious? You like two-a-days every day?
Pushing tires?
Yeah.
You know, the two-a-days have actually started probably about 2 weeks ago, doing the workout and then the skating. So it's starting to really ramp up. It's that time of the summer again. But the summer's been great. It's been busy. At the beginning of the summer, I talked to you guys and Joe Carter there. It was a hectic month for me. I was doing a lot of charity work and stuff. So it's nice that it's kind of it's gearing up for the season again.
A lot of changes. Have you talked to Mike Babcock, Lou Lamoriello? Have you got a sense of what's expected from this team yet?
You know, I've talked to Mike a little bit. I ran into Lou Wednesday, I guess. He just popped into the practice rink there to check it out. And sure enough, Murphy's Law, I hadn't shaved that day, so I hope I still made an all right impression.
No, that's a question I had, because he had a no facial hair rule, did he not?
Well, he did. I don't know if he still has the same rule or not, but like I said, I hadn't shaved that day, and I met him, and I'm kind of hoping that I'm able to slide by, because I didn't know what, I can plead ignorance on this one, I think.
Yeah,
Blundell would be out. He's got this thing on his
like
chin.
Like a full bush going right now. Yeah, I could not play. So you meet the guy, and now are you comfortable? I mean, was Lou staring? Did you put a microchip in your ear or anything?
No. It looked bad on two fronts. One, I hadn't shaved, and two, the rest of the guys were all heading out onto the ice, and I was packing up my gear because I was actually going to skate up north of the city. And so I hope he didn't think that I wasn't going to be skating that day either.
I use that one too, Peter. I use that
you
one
know,
too.
You should
buddy.
Have said. You should have said, "This place sucks. I'm so out of here. Go to the Tragically Hip concert."
Yeah. So maybe hopefully he's listening this morning and he knows that I actually was going to skate.
Peter, what are the expectations for you personally, for the team, just going forward? We know it was a tough year last year, and something you guys don't want to repeat, but you guys are in a full rebuild, and what's your goals for you and for the team?
I think just you know, for myself personally, I haven't really set any number goals personally, but just to go on and continue developing my game. I thought I took a big step last year. It was my first full season in the NHL. I caught the injury bug on two occasions, so I'm trying to keep myself healthy for all 82 games this year. And then just as a team, you know, I think just kind of try and find our stride a little bit. There's obviously a ton of new faces, new management. You know, everyone's going to want to kind of put their mark on the team. So we just got to find chemistry as early as we can, I think.
Peter Holland, our guest from the Center for the Toronto Maple Leafs, on your offseason, some changes. You know, one of the things that I saw on television was Naz on the internet doing box jumps. Now, I wonder how seriously everybody's taking. In and amongst you guys, have you talked about, since Babcock's come to town, he wants you guys to be, you know, a 365-day-a-year team, hockey players, professionals. Have you noticed guys taking it far more seriously in the offseason this year? And have you talked to the guys and said, you know, has there been a collective, man, this is not going to, what happened last year will not play this year. He means business.
Well, I think that's a general sense for sure. You know, anytime a new coach comes in, you know, whether it's Babcock or somebody else, you got to make a good first impression. So, you know, I like I said, anytime that someone new is hired, you want to make sure you're in peak physical shape and coming into camp ready. And I mean, Mike's been pretty outspoken saying that he wants us to be the best in shape team in the league this year. So there's going to be no excuses come training camp time for guys that are out of shape, I think.
Peter, you've been outspoken before. Is this a team that you want personally just to compete real hard and gain the fans' respect on a nightly basis for, you know, the money that they spend to come watch? Is that very important to you and to the whole team?
Well, it's definitely important for me. You know, I grew up a Leaf fan, and there were some good times when I was growing up, a couple playoff runs to the conference finals, and, you know, my room is still blue and white to this day. So, you know, it means a lot to me, and I used to be one of those fans going to the games whenever I could with my dad, so... You know, it means a lot, and I'd like to see this group kind of come together and work really hard and, you know, give these fans a team that they can really get behind and cheer for.
My room's fuchsia, but I'm married, so I don't get that choice anymore. She picks out everything with flowers, and I'd love blue and white. I'd love anything manly to be in my house right now, but I don't get that opportunity.
Peter Holland, center for the Toronto Maple Leafs, joins us. Hey, listen, Peter, we know you're busy, and you're going to head up north, enjoy your time with your family, and hopefully we can do this again. As always, greatly appreciate you doing this. You're a lot of fun to talk to, and have a great weekend, pal.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.